Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 15th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Phil. How you doing, Phil?
What's going on, Taryn? You know, today was once again another sleepy day, but I'm so excited to talk about this sleepy day with you, Taryn, on this wonderful Thursday morning.
Yes. All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 71 in the house. We are really getting up there, getting close to the end. As you mentioned, yes, another day of, you know, no change. We're just waiting, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, we're all kind of like, everyone has kind of made up their mind. There's still a little bit of fighting, but for the most part, it's kind of just like slowly reaching the day where we push one or two people off the ledge. And I think this time is going to be Memphis, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we did hear a little bit from Christmas in Memphis. Christmas talks to the cameras at the start of the day. She's trying to like figure out what she's going to say to the jury. Assuming she's going to get there. She is sending Memphis off with some instructions, some things to say about her game that will help her, she thinks. One of the arguments that she's coming up with that she has for herself is that she feels like, well, look, I survived the block a couple weeks in a row because of my relationships. My relationships got me forward. She's later going to talk to Memphis about how she really took a big shot with her HOH. She got a lot of heat for it, but then guess what? Next week, she got away clean because of her relationships.
She's talking about everyone wanted to work with me. Like, I could hand pick like who I wanted to work with. Like, I had Enzo in my pocket this whole time protecting me. But I also think, Taryn, like, she's not just talking about like what she's going to say to the jury. Like, she is, but also I think she's trying to convince herself. You know, I think she's trying to tell herself, yeah, you know, I'm a good player. I've done a good job. And like, when she's talking to Memphis later on and they talk about like Nicole and they talk about, you know, if Nicole makes it to the end, like, how could I not vote for her? Like, she was a winner. And then Christmas goes again and she's like, oh, well, I did this. I won an HOH. I won some POVs. I did, like, I have my relationships. And she's, again, trying to really, really convince herself that this whole game was even worth it, even though I'm not really sure if it was.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest problems Christmas has is that she doesn't recognize the real reason that people didn't target her. Well, you know, one of those reasons being her alliance won all of the competitions. But another one, especially these last 2 weeks, being that they see her as easier to beat. And one of the reasons why she has the pick of the litter in terms of choosing her alliance members, choosing the people that she wants to work with, is because people see her as easy to beat in the end, that she does not garner respect. People don't see her as somebody that is a threat to win jury votes. And because of that, they are much more likely to work with her and want to like stick with her. And if she recognized that fact, if she saw how people saw her, then I do think she could go to the end and send Memphis out of this game with that fact. Like, hey, I know how people see me. I know that they think that I'm not a threat in the jury. I know that they work with me because they don't respect me. And I have to work with that. That's what I had to work with, and that's what I worked with. And if she takes that on and she takes ownership of it, I feel like that can give her some credibility. But when she says, it was my great social skills and relationships that got me through, the people who don't respect her are going to go, nah, that's not it.
Yeah, it's like she thinks she's like changed up her game massively from last season. She thinks like this season I really, really came to play. But she's still kind of just showing us the same old, I would say. It was also funny just when she was like campaigning to herself that, you know, I'm still that good of a player. She's hyping herself up. Meanwhile, Nicole was upstairs in the HOH room just studying. She was studying the days for the cups because she's actually trying to prepare herself for the rest of the game as opposed to Christmas, who's just, yeah, just. I'm amazing. I'm amazing. I'm ready to go to the end of the game right now.
Yeah. So Christmas does talk with Memphis a little bit later, and a lot of this was cut, but they're talking about like who she should take to the end, who he would take to the end, what they would do in the jury house, who might have the votes, essentially. And Memphis is talking about how he does think Nicole can win, just honestly, because she's won before. Like, that's pretty much the only thing, but that can be a big thing, that she made it, she's won before and she made it to the end. And this is an all-star season. This isn't a new player season. In a new player season, having won before, you wouldn't vote for that person. That's what happened to Dan. In an all-star season, though, it's a benefit. It would help you. It's extra credibility because everyone here has been here before. They've been here for a long time. They respect the game. They know how hard it is. So I do think Nicole could win this game. And Christmas is like, yeah, but what has she done? This Cody protected her the whole time. And she won nothing. And not because she didn't need to, but because she couldn't. Not until the numbers dwindled to it was a four-person competition. The numbers were much more in her favor. Then she started winning some things. She's won nothing other than that. And Cody's protected her, dragged her this whole game. Is she really going to win? He's like, you never know.
Because that is her only endgame plan. Like, there's no one else to go up against. Like, if she goes up against Enzo, she's for sure losing, and she knows it. And then they're also talking about, like, Cody later on, and they're like, hyping up, like Memphis is really saying, like, you know, Cody's, like, a big threat to go up against in the final two. And Christmas is even then, like, you know, I don't really think Cody's made that many moves. She's like, you know, like, he kind of just stuck with the committee. He's stuck with what our alliance has told him to do, which is, again, ridiculous. But Christmas needs to convince herself. She needs to say something to herself so that she can just feel like, I can actually win this game. Because if not, then what the hell is she doing sitting there? You know what I mean? She might as well just go home now.
Yeah, it's interesting because so Memphis says, he talks about Cody and he says, okay, yeah, I think Cody's played a great game. His competition wins helped keep the committee together, which is a big thing. His social game is amazing. He thinks there may be a couple of people in the jury that don't like him, but most people do, and I think most people would like respect what he's done. I'm not saying I would be afraid to sit next to him in the final two. But I wouldn't take him if I had the choice. But the thing is, he says to Christmas, the thing is, if you sit next to Cody in the final two, you're like, it's like comparing apples to apples. You know, you've played similar games. But if you sit next to Nicole in the final two, then she has something that you don't, which is that she's a former winner. And if people really respect that, then it could really be a landslide in the other way. And Christmas is like, oh man. And she kind of like reiterates that point, but she still feels like she'd prefer, I think, to take Cody. So like she has this response that's really interesting to me. She says, well, but here's the thing about sitting next to Cody is that he has great jury management. And so, what he's done in this game, his HOHs, he's done like lame shots with those HOHs. She says what you said earlier. He just did what the committee wanted. And he didn't take big shots. And like I had to take big shot when I was HOH, I took a big shot and I got away clean. And he's never had to like have a target. Like even Tyler was just like the bottom of the list. So, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind. Like I could argue like my skill and ability in this game was greater than his. I made it further because of that. Wait, what was I saying about Nicole? Oh, because her whole point was that she was going to say, I'd rather sit next to Nicole because Cody is great, got great jury management. But she interrupted herself with convincing herself, I could be Cody too.
I think it's comparing Cody and Christmas saying they're apples to apples is like calling like Dan and like Brian apples to apples, like,
or Dan in Memphis, maybe.
Dan in Memphis, exactly. It's like they're entirely different. I think one person, and also just like saying like Cody hasn't made big moves. Like I've made big moves. Cody never had to because he had that good of a social game. He had his bases covered on practically every level that like it was almost like impossible for him to make a big move because he needed to put up the people that weren't with him. Like it made the most sense for him. I also just think that again, like Christmas is just trying to find something. She's trying to find any single way that, you know, she could maybe have some leverage over someone, but she doesn't have leverage over anyone.
Yeah. So she ultimately says about Nicole, she says, well, with Nicole, she's lied to a bunch of people in the jury. I did not lie. I was straight up when I evicted people. I told them that they were going home. So, you know, I'll be able to make the case that I've played a much cleaner game than Nicole. And so that's she feels like she has that over Nicole. I think she comes away from this conversation still leaning toward, you know, wanting to take Nicole to the final two. But she also does talk about Enzo. She says Enzo also hasn't really done anything. It's just like his jury management scares me. And Memphis agrees. He says like, yeah, he's got a lot of good relationships. So that's a little bit scary. So ultimately, I think she still feels like she'd prefer to take Nicole to the final two. And just based on this conversation, I think both of them would vote for Cody over anybody else. And then I could see maybe Memphis voting for Nicole over Enzo, to be honest. But I don't even know if Christmas would.
I think this conversation was, I guess, good for Nicole's chances because Memphis is saying something that we've all been hypothetically thinking about. Just like, even though we've been talking about like how Nicole has no shot, just looking at like all the jurors' numbers, there is just like that feeling. There is just that idea that if she makes it to the end, like, she's a winner. We have to vote for her. So I think, you know, that was really good for Nicole's chances. And I think if Memphis is thinking that, then I think a lot of other people would think about that too.
Yeah. I mean, I still just have trouble like thinking if she's there against Cody, like maybe if she wins at the final four, you know, and then, oh man, but she just, if she wins at the final four and takes out Christmas, like, are they really going to respect that? Like, are they going to be like, what you took out Christmas? You're giving Cody the spot and then you're going to also take, I don't know. I just feel like, the Danny thing has always been the big one for me. Danny being in the jury, being anti-Nicole, unless she changes her mind, I just have a hard time. If Danny was in the jury right now, arguing for Nicole, I'd feel so much better. But the fact that she's saying, but is Nicole playing a winning game? I don't think so. Is like, oh.
Yeah, but, I mean, we'll see what changes on Thursday. But I'm also just like, yeah, when you look at the numbers and you look at the jury votes and you look at every single situation, every single scenario, like, yeah, we do know that Nicole probably doesn't have a chance. But again, I just still think like if she's able to make it to the end, like I'm not holding out hope for it, I would say, but I'm not going to throw that option entirely away. I'm just saying that, but yeah.
Yeah. And Memphis does take note. He says, Nicole did have a chance this week to make a move. And that would have given her a lot of credit in the jury to take out Cody. Like he's already talking about this. If she took out Cody, she would win this game. But she didn't make the move and he's already talking about this. And I can only imagine the discussion that might happen if she doesn't do it in the final four, if she doesn't do it in the final three, assuming she has the option. But we'll see. They also talk about how dumb the jury questioning format is nowadays, which I thought was very interesting coming from Memphis, considering how, you know, much Dan trashed him in the better version of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that, like, it is... I'm surprised that Memphis is even like thinking about that kind of stuff. Like I really didn't think that he would be thinking that like about like the live jury kind of stuff, but it was great to know that all the house guests are really considering the fact that they have like such a short amount of time to actually tell the jurors and package their entire game, which is another reason why. Yeah. Christmas is preparing for that because she's not going to have a long time to explain her game. You need to kind of cut it up into little segments. So you need to kind of just say like, this is my game in one sentence, which is hard to do.
Yeah. So Cody and Enzo chat for a bit. They're early in the day. They're talking about like what would have happened if Enzo had decided to vote Nicole out instead of David in the triple. And they just kind of talk through the scenarios. I thought it was funny. They're just like, oh, David would have made the final six, and then Cody probably goes after Christmas instead of Tyler. It's like Tyler versus Memphis, but the problem is that Tyler had something with David. Definitely had something with Christmas. It was definitely the right call because like the spot they're in now is so much better than if they're dealing with Tyler and Memphis and Christmas. And Tyler's got David. They have Nicole. So it's just a lot better.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I think we've all been saying. And I think that like if they had David in the house, he would definitely be more on Tyler's side, who is more on Christmas's side. Like it was the 100% correct move to for Enzo to vote out David over Nicole that week or in the triple eviction.
So then later in the night, this is basically nothing of too much value in between. They have another conversation about Cody's asking Enzo, what was up with, why did you tell Christmas that I was voting to keep her? Why'd you do that? And Enzo says, I didn't, yo. I didn't do that, yo. I told her to come talk to you. And Cody's like, well, because Nicole told me that Christmas told her that you told Christmas that I was voting to keep her. And Enzo's like, oh, yo, maybe I did tell her, yo. Maybe I did tell her.
Man, Enzo can't even keep track of like what he's saying to anyone nowadays. Like it's so late in the game and Enzo's just like, oh, I did say that. But even though, yeah, bro, you did.
I just want her out, yo. But you guys want Memphis out, yo. That's it. I don't know why, yo. I just want Christmas out, yo. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, and we're gonna see this all night that Enzo, I'm happy with Enzo. I'm happy that Enzo, even though it seems like it's not going to work out and like the bed has already been made, like at least he's still like at every single point tonight, he's trying. He's really trying to bury Christmas as much as he possibly can because he does not want Christmas left in the game. Like he knows that Memphis would take Enzo to the final two and he really wants to keep that. And even later on, they're talking about like blindsiding Memphis versus like, just like telling him he's going home, and Enzo does not want to blindside Memphis because he knows like if we're going to take Memphis out, Memphis is going to be a number for me, so Memphis would vote for me. I don't want Memphis to be bitter at me, so I think that Enzo has been doing a great job tonight. It's not really working and everyone can kind of see through everything that he's trying to do, but at least he's trying something, you know.
Yeah. He says she's got to go. She's all over the place. She's all over the place. Yo. Hey, Christmas told me that the slate was clean with Nicole. You know what that tells me? That tells me that they can team up now. That's not good. That's not good if they team up. Cody says, you don't need to worry. Nicole is 100% going after Christmas next week. She will not do anything else. And Cody, I don't think it's 100%, but I think he's right. Based on what we've heard from Nicole, that Nicole would prefer Christmas in the final three, but perhaps not willing to do it unless she's already safe, meaning not willing to do it. So we'll see. Enzo says, hey, yo, I know you like her, yo, but I don't think she's taking you to the final two, yo. That's it. Cody's like, well, yeah, maybe she takes you then.
I mean, yeah, like Enzo again, because Enzo knows that Nicole and Cody like have something pregame. So he's really, really, again, just trying to break a rift in them. And that's why another reason. Yeah. He wants Christmas out because he's saying like, yeah, Nicole and Christmas, they like they could have something. So he's really trying to, you know, break a wedge in between Cody and Nicole to make sure that they don't take each other to the final two. And Enzo is guaranteed regardless of who he's sitting with.
Yes. Enzo says, look, with Christmas, you know, she wins that veto, yo, you're out, yo, that's it. With Memphis, you got a chance, yo. And Cody says, no way. Memphis 100% takes me out there. Like, no way. He's a liar. I don't trust him for a second. Enzo's like, you only think that because of 2.0, but he's just trying to cover his bases with that. It's not like, you know, with the committee, you know, he always said good things about me. And then look how it worked out. He brought me into the wise guys. He says good things about you all the time. Look, you could be right. You could be right. But I think there's a chance. And Cody's just like, dude, he won his final four veto on his season. We can't keep, he's got to go. It's like, oh, man, yo. Cody's just like, it just comes out. Who do you feel more comfortable competing? You're standing there in the HOH, in the veto. Who would you rather be standing there against, Memphis or Christmas? It's like, I mean, Christmas, yo, but. And then Nicole comes in.
Yeah, I think it's just Enzo knows what he wants to do, but he doesn't have a good enough argument to convince Cody because Cody is 100% correct. Like, if he thinks that Memphis is going to cut Cody at the final three, then he's definitely going to do it at the final four, which means Cody has to beat him to it at the final five. Like, this is the logical move for Cody to make. And Enzo knows it too. He knows that Cody's seeing things correctly, but Enzo is just trying to find something, even though, you know, he's just being like just hopelessly optimistic at this point.
Yeah, and the problem is that Cody is just looking for the best way to get to final three with Enzo and Nicole. And so it doesn't matter to him. If Memphis or Christmas win at final four, that's the failure state. That means they've made it to the final three, and he doesn't want that. And so, you know, Christmas, Memphis is just more likely to win one of those competitions than Christmas is. And that means that he's more likely to get to the end with Nicole and Enzo by getting rid of Memphis now. So Nicole comes in. She's like, what are you guys talking about? And Enzo says, we want to split the vote, yo. We want to make you break the tie, yo. That's it. And Cody's like, yeah. Then you stand up there and you vote Christmas out. You go like, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of you. It'll make great TV. She's like, I hate you guys. And she's like, wait, are you serious? Like, yeah, let's take Christmas out. Let's do it. She's like, you guys want her out now? Why are you guys changing your minds? I know this is stemming from you, Enzo. I can tell.
And she's just like, Memphis has to go. Like, and like, that's the thing about the tiebreaker thing is that Enzo's screwed regardless, because there's no way Enzo's convincing Nicole on her own HOH to take out the person that Nicole was most comfortable with besides Enzo and Cody. Like, there's just no shot. But, you know, it was an interesting angle for Enzo to try to be like, yo, it'd be great TV. You know, he's got to try something, yo.
And yeah, it just keeps coming back to competitions. Memphis is just too good at the competitions. So Nicole, it comes back to like, do we blindside him? Nicole wants them to blindside Memphis, because she's lied to both of them and she doesn't want it to come out. And Cody says, I'm totally cool blindsiding Memphis because he also doesn't want the commission to come out. He had a conversation the day before with Enzo where Enzo was talking about possible alliance names, and he mentioned the commission as a possible alliance name. And so I think that, like, that only gave Cody extra incentive to not want to give Memphis a chance to out the commission as a final two that happened so long ago. I think that's definitely, you hear Cody say this approximately four times in 2 minutes. I'm totally cool blindsiding Memphis. Yeah, I'd be down to blindside Memphis. Definitely down to blindside Memphis. He wants to blindside Memphis.
Yeah. I mean, it is the most logical route, even though, you know, Enzo, again, like, Enzo does not really want that. Enzo, because Enzo knows, like, if Memphis is in the jury and he's more pissed at me, like, Enzo thinks that if Memphis is in the jury, right now, Memphis would more likely vote for Enzo than Cody because of the whole wise guys thing, because they were in two wise guys alliances together. So he thinks that, like, they're kind of good, even though I think that Memphis would obviously vote for Cody, and it doesn't really matter. Like, blindsiding him, like, if Enzo blindsided Memphis, like, Memphis wouldn't care. Memphis would respect that game, I feel like. Memphis would actually be like, yeah, you guys had to do what you had to do. I'm still going to vote for the best person. So, I mean, I think it is the right move on everyone's front to blindside Memphis this week, because I don't think he would really care that much.
Yeah, I will say, you know, back during Danny's HOH, I think, when Memphis was talking to Danny about if they did send Tyler out, he talked about how, like, well, if we vote him out, he's gonna out the committee. He's gonna just blow everything up. She's like, well, not if we blindside him. He's like, well, no, if he gets voted, she reads the votes, he's just gonna start spilling. That's what I would do. If I got voted, I would just spill everything on my way out the door.
It's how, like, many times does that happen? I'm trying to think of, like while the votes are being read, or as they, like, walk out.
Like, as they're walking out, just, like, spill it all. I don't think it's ever happened, really.
Yeah, but I mean, why not? Like, if there's any season to do it, like, yeah, like, who cares? No, there's no buybacks or anything like that, and they all know it, so let's just spill everything. Who cares?
I think the problem is that you have to kind of be expecting it, because if you get blindsided, you're just, your head is like, just wait, what? How?
Yeah, you're just
damn it. And by the time you even know what you're doing, you've already talked to Julie. So
by the time you realize what you wanted to say, you're already in the limo on the way to the jury house. It's like in Seinfeld, like the jerk store called, like, oh, I should have said that. dang it, I messed it up.
Yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Enzo doesn't want to blindside Memphis, though. He wants to tell Memphis, but he says, look, yo. I just feel like, yo, if I win HOH next week, Christmas is just gonna, like, move in with me, yo. That's it. She's just gonna be in here all the time, yo. And Nicole says, okay, sure. But if Memphis is here, then maybe it's Memphis moving in upstairs instead of you. Don't you want to be the one moving in, Enzo? He's like, yeah, yo, but
yeah. And also, like, they were also talking about how, like, who there would blame the blindside on. And, mm-hmm. like, and they were talking about, like, Nicole was worried that, like, they were going to blame it on, like, oh, we just did what the HOH wanted. And Nicole does not want that, because, again, Nicole told Memphis that he's staying, and she told Christmas that she's staying. So it, like, Nicole really does not want blood on her hands, even though she's HOH and she put the people up. But I guess she thinks that the voters now count more than the HOH counts, you know, for, like, who actually made the move, you know?
Yeah, I will say, you know, I think Nicole has to tread carefully here. I think that she, if she plans on blindsiding Memphis, we, you know, Cody and Enzo blindside Memphis, then I think she needs to make sure that her goodbye message takes credit for it. Just because the last thing she needs is Memphis heading to jury thinking that, like, believing Nicole's lie that she really was targeting Christmas, and it was actually Cody and Enzo that turned on him, and that they went against what Nicole wanted, because that just makes her look even more ineffectual. So like, she needs to take some kind of ownership over this at some point. I think,
yeah, she can try to, you know, reshift the narrative of this into, like, this is Nicole's big move. This is what Nicole did. She took out Memphis, who is a powerful player, even though the jury's still going to be like, bruh, why didn't you take out Cody? Yeah. He's a bigger threat. But yeah, she has to package that at least.
Mm-hmm. So toward the end of the conversation, Enzo's just like, look, I just wanted to talk it out, yo. Like, that's what we did with Tyler, right? Like, you wanted to talk it out. Nicole's like, that's fair. I did want to talk it out with Tyler. He was like, yeah, last Thursday you were freaking out. Like, oh, he's got a power. Do we keep him? She comes to me in the DR hallway. Who are we voting out? Cody's like, seriously?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, Nicole, like, will be so, like, she'll whine and she'll, like, be wishy-washy when it's not her week. But, like, as soon as Nicole, like, wants to make a decision, she's, like, having a harder time with other people, like, being acting like Nicole would in any other week. You know what I mean? Like, why are you acting that way? Like, you act that way all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that that she really, like, because we saw on the show that she seemed to be waffling a little bit, but I wasn't sure if it was real at all. But apparently, what? Apparently, she had gone to him earlier in the day too. That was, and was like, he has a power. What do we do? So I guess, you know, I guess Tyler's Hail Mary made a dent at least.
Yeah, I mean, but also again, it's the type of thing where, when we're talking about, like, Christmas is, like, Christmas hyping herself up and Christmas, like, saying, like, I'm a better player. They voted out Tyler because he was a better player than you, Christmas. Like, that's it. And so that, I feel like that is, like, even with the stuff that we're talking about with Nicole, it's, like, it's just because Tyler's a better player. That's all, like, that's the only reason why Tyler got voted out.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically what I've got. Phil, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
I mean, I'm just... Because, yeah, after that, like, they went downstairs, they were playing chess a little bit, and mm-hmm. Enzo, again, he was still trying to push with Cody, like, putting Nicole to the side, she's in bed, and Enzo's still putting in the work. Enzo was just talking about, like, yo, I'm going home. Like, it's good, but I'm going home. Like, Christmas is going to put me up, and she's going to send me home. Like, Cody, please, like, you have to do this. And Cody's just like, no, you'll win veto, and it's okay. We'll win veto. Like, Christmas is not going to take you home. But Enzo is literally, he's not going down without a fight, which I just incredibly respect. Like, it's better than just to sit there and just let the game wash you by and listen to what Cody says. I feel like he's going to fight until the very last minute.
Yeah. And, you know, thinking about Memphis, I've talked about how I like his tactic overall of acting totally loyal, totally comfortable. Because he has acted this way, it has given Enzo and Cody the option to flip this vote with no hassle. All they need to do is flip. And just like that, that's what they were doing all along. And nobody has to be the wiser. I like that aspect of it. Right. The problem is, I think that Memphis has actually been too comfortable, that it's not enough of an act, and it's too much of a reality. And because of that, he's been spending a lot of time with Christmas, thinking like, oh, she's going to be going home and let me spend some time with her, probably lock in the jury vote, maybe tell her some things to say to the jury. And he has not been spending enough time with Cody, who is the vote he needs to sway. And I think that if he had spent a lot more time talking to Cody, being with Cody, he may have had a better shot. Cody does mention at one point in the day, like, this guy, he's been spending all of his time with Christmas. Like, he doesn't even talk to me anymore. He's definitely cutting me at four. And that was one of the signs for Cody. So, you know, additionally, I think if I'm Enzo and I really think it's important to keep Memphis, then I'm going to tell Memphis, like, hey, you should hang out with Cody a little bit, or like, even just like, dude, you got to do something, like promise Cody something, like, give him something extra, you know, whatever it is. The problem is that Enzo's just not that kind of player. He's just never has been. He's a very individual player. And he doesn't use other people like that. I don't really think it's in his wheelhouse, but yeah, it appears though that Memphis will be going home tonight, in a similar way where, like, you know, Cody at one point was thinking about keeping Memphis. Enzo really wants to keep Memphis now, but didn't before. And Nicole at a couple points had some weak moments where she was like, maybe I do want to send out Christmas, but those moments did not come at the right time. And just like that, we will likely be losing Memphis tonight on the eviction episode. And we're going to see potentially see the final four HOH.
Yeah. I mean, it's just insane to me that Memphis is going out, and I would say it's his fault. It's his fault that he caused such a rift just with Cody, and now Cody doesn't trust him at all. But the thing is, Memphis is a comp piece. That's why they're taking him out. They're like, oh, Memphis is better than Christmas. Memphis will win the final four veto and he'll take me out. But the thing is, that could actually have been a good thing for him. If Cody felt like he could trust Memphis, and Cody felt like Memphis would take me to the end and I could beat Memphis, like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll keep him around. He could take me to the final two. But the thing is, Memphis has just not done enough work. Memphis has not, he's screwed over Cody too much, and now Cody doesn't trust him at all. So now he has to take him out, but it's entirely Memphis's fault. But yeah, I'm excited to see what happens for the final four HOH. Hopefully it's a good one. And you know, hopefully we get to see Christmas go out at the end, but we'll see.
We'll see. I mean, I just feel like I'm kind of waiting for the moment where they walk out to the spinning discs HOH like it was last season. And Christmas like looks over at them and smiles and they go, damn it.
Well, you know, then it wouldn't be too bad, but then it's up to the veto.
Well, but that's the thing too, and this is the reason why Cody's in such a crushing position. If that happened, there's no reason for Cody to fret, really, because if Christmas wins, he's staying. So then he just has to deal with Christmas in the final three instead. So it's actually not that big of a deal, but you know,
yeah. I also just appreciate how much, though, that, like, people are studying. Like, Cody is putting in the work. He's looking at them. Like, last night, before everyone was in bed, and Cody was just looking at the memory wall. Cody mm-hmm. was making sure he was looking at all the pictures, everything. Like, because he knows, like, how much that kind of stuff matters in the end game. So, it's better that Cody's just not just sleeping, thinking that he's going to cakewalk his way to the end, and he'll just comp beast it out. And, you know, putting in the work is always a good thing. Like, why not Kevin Martin this thing?
Yeah, there it is. All right. So that's what we have for you today. Nicole seems to think this is going to be a shortened week next week, but that doesn't really make any sense considering this still. I don't know why she thinks that. They know the finale did at this point, I think. But yeah, I expect another full week because why not?
I think she might think that, like, it'll be a shortened week and then, like, they'll just stop airing the show for like a week and put on other things and then put on the finale, even though why would they do that? That doesn't really make that much sense to me.
Yeah. That would be almost as boneheaded as putting a triple eviction in the season and completely halting all momentum. Oh, wait.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
I've never seen such a harsh drop off in interest for a season as I have for like the sea, because people were upset with the season leading up to the triple eviction. Triple eviction happened and it was just like, where'd everyone go? It was like the fan base was in the house and the audience just got triple evicted.
Honestly, and even you could see it in the show. Like, the show is dramatically different after the triple eviction. Now it's just like half of just like bits about teapots or whatever. Like, I don't even know what the hell's going on in the show anymore because they have nothing else to show. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not going to, but hopefully they've learned their lesson.
Yeah.
But they're not going to.
I mean, next season we're probably going to get just another 99-day season where they're able to just, you know, rapidly do the end game like they usually do. But now I guess, like, I don't really know what they were thinking with this. They should have done it earlier, but yeah, here we are.
All right. Well, make sure you tune in tonight for the podcast at the very least, because we're still going to be having fun. We're going to have a recap of the eviction tonight. I'm going to be on Twitch later today to talk about Stockwatch, just to hang out with you guys. We're just going to hang out, have fun. You can find me there, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I will also be playing Among Us with Puya and the gang over the weekend on Sunday. This time around, we're both going to stream. So I'm going to stream my perspective. He's going to stream his perspective. We're going to play the game. It's going to be fun. So you can tune in for that on Twitch. And you can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong. Taren, Phil, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at ListenUpPhilip, and you can always follow me on Letterboxd.com/PNTJR, where I'm always watching movies and writing reviews for them.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Good one, guys.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.